Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Call of the Day with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata on The Fan.
Today's Call of the Day is brought to you by Boost Mobile Reliable. Nationwide coverage for $25 monthly. Jay is in Thornwood, New York. What's up, Jay?
Maybe you could give me a couple minutes because you hung up on me on Friday. I was the guy that called and couldn't get over the game was lost. I don't know if you remember, but you gave me a hard time.
Go ahead, Jay. All right, you have the floor.
So I thought that game three, I agree with both of you. You know, I think game three, one of the best things to come out of that is I didn't have to watch him campaign, you know, be a turnover waiting to happen. And I agree with the staggering of the minutes. And I really think, you know, as far as tonight goes, too, like if Bridges comes out and he's not hitting his shots, I wouldn't mind seeing Deuce get a few more minutes. You know, he's been great this series on both ends of the pool.
He was good against the Celtics, too, by the way, shooting.
Well, he was going to get more minutes if he didn't have three fouls in 1 minute. You can't have that. He basically didn't play the first half because of that.
Yeah, that whistle, they really haven't been getting the benefit of the whistle at all this series. So, yeah, I'm just looking forward to the game tonight. And I really think whoever wins tonight is really going to take the series. And I like that, to, you know that I'm –
now I know why I hung up on you. All right, thank you for the call, Jay.
Thank you, Jay. That grinding halt, dude. I just get what you mean.
We appreciate checking in. There you go, caller of the day. BT and Sal, all the fans checking out of these free ones.
You done?
If you guys remember, no, don't recall. Look, Knicks game four tonight. I mean, the expectations are, I think now by many, BT, that the Knicks are going to go in there and even the series up. And you nailed it before when you said, imagine the feel tomorrow that we have.
Yeah.
God, because it's been a rough series. Game one, you can't have a worse loss than that. We weren't on to react to game two, but going down 0-2 was like, oh, man. Even game three, yeah, great win, but the majority of the game three or the early going is like, I can't believe this. Knicks about to go down 0-3. But now, still with that great win, still down 2-1 in the series, got to even things up tonight. And if they do, the entire feel changes tomorrow morning.
Do you think that they need a Brunson, you know, legendary Brunson game to win tonight?
No, I think they're going to get that.
40-something?
Yeah. Yeah, but I'm not into, I know you've like nailed some of these predictions with the individual games. I don't like to get into that necessarily because it's like such a crapshoot. Who knows? I do think they're going to need Brunson to take over this game at some point down the stretch to win the game. Does that mean that he's got to have 40 points? No, because they've shown that they don't need that anymore. Like last year, they needed it. Now I don't think they do, but I do believe down the stretch they're going to need him to take over. And he's the one guy that I trust the most. I love Kat. I don't trust him down the stretch in a big spot. I don't trust anybody else with the ball. I trust Jalen Brunson. That's it.
There's not many options, you know, outside of the starting five that they have trusted this year, which is why it's pretty much been a short rotation. All right, so before we get back to the phones, and if you guys missed anything, free Odyssey app, it's all there. Check it out. Great stuff to start the show. Great stuff throughout. You guys have been awesome. But me and Sal fundamentally disagree on the distribution of minutes and Tom Thibodeau kind of tweaking some stuff. When we come here tomorrow, do you think we will be reacting to him changing things or not changing things? Is it stubborn Tibbs or is it evolving Tibbs?
I think Tibbs will have a feel for the game and make the proper adjustments that we need. But ultimately, I think he's going down with his star players. I cannot, especially after what we saw now from, like, the fact that he went down with Cat on the bench in game two bothered me. Afterward, I don't think there's any way he's going down without Brunson on the floor. So, and based on what we saw in game three, I'd be surprised if Cat and Brunson don't play the bulk of minutes like they have the majority of the postseason.
I wouldn't be. I feel like there's, you know, they are looking at these numbers like, I mean, ridiculously. And I think the evidence at this point is a little too overwhelmingly negative to ignore. And I think he's going to do some different stuff tonight. Now, I don't know if it's going to work. I hope it does. But I think he knows he's got to change it up.
Angelo's calling from Staten Island. What's up, Angelo?
Hey, guys. It's actually so funny that you brought this up right at this point, because Kenny Smith had the funniest line last night when he said Tom Thibodeau wouldn't play 9 guys in a baseball game.
I saw that.
That was like the funniest thing I ever heard.
Yeah. I did not hear that. That was tremendous.
That was a good line.
Oh, you got to look that up. That was a classic line. So with that being said, BT, this is where we have to be on the same page. People have to realize that if Deuce doesn't come in and before he ties his sneakers, he gets 3 fouls called, we don't see Wright or Shamet last night.
I know.
Maybe we see Wright for a minute or two. I'm asking you. You know that Tibbs is not going to play 9 guys tonight unless there's foul trouble. I'm talking about if it's a regular game.
Yep.
I think that obviously the minutes were going to Cam, right? The first 2 games and the 3rd game, he didn't get it. Those Cam minutes have to go to Precious on Siakam. What do you? Siakam's been killing us.
Yeah.
I think those Cam minutes, I'm just talking 7-8 minutes.
I know what you're saying. Yeah.
If we're not in foul trouble, he's not playing 9 guys unless we're in foul trouble.
Yeah. By the way,
I know we're running short on the show. Let's go, Nick, today. What do you think about that?
Oh, awesome job, buddy. Now we're all revved up. It's gonna get 8 o'clock. It's gonna take forever. Oh my God. I would almost rather DeLon Wright, I know it sounds nuts, play more than Precious, even though he would be a better matchup than on Siakam, because Wright's best trait is his defense, and I think he's 6'5". He's not a small guard. So, you know, spearheading the Knicks' defensive attack up top, to me, could be more advantageous than Achiuwa being a better matchup on Siakam.
Yeah, if you were going to see Achiuwa, you would have seen him in game 3.
Yeah. I mean, maybe. Yeah. I mean, what are you waiting for?
I mean, what are they waiting for? The Knicks go, we were talking about that in real time, watching the game together. Well, with Kat and Mitch starting, you're going to need to see Achiuwa because these guys are going to need rest here. They're both playing at the same time. But it turns out that was not the case. Also, foul trouble did not lead to campaign being on the bench. The campaign not playing was a campaign problem and a coach's decision, saying that he trusts Wright more than campaign,
yes,
which I think is the right move.
So do I.
I'd sacrifice the offense
campaign
that you might get from he's out of control. Now, when he's knocking down the threes, there's nothing more fun on the floor.
It's been a month since he did that, since the Detroit game. I mean, I wouldn't want to watch him play pickup at LA Fitness somewhere out west. Like, he is so sloppy. And, you know, his defense is awful. But the way he thinks that he's got the freedom to just come up and jack shots, like the guy's doing Steph Curry heat checks.
Yeah.
Dude, sit down.
Which is what Tibbs is doing. So I wouldn't be surprised if you see more Wright. I don't know if I wouldn't want to see Shamet. I think both those guys at the same time was a product of foul trouble. Josh is calling from Far Rockaway. What's up, Josh?
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hey, what's up? You realize that campaign is literally Russell Westbrook this year?
That is what?
2 threes a game. Campaign is literally Russell Westbrook this year. He hits 2 threes a game and turns the ball over 6 times.
Okay.
He doesn't average 6 turnovers a game this year. He didn't play enough to do that. But
you got anything else for us, or is that it?
Yeah, you think Cat's going to have a big game again, or you think he's going to go slowly?
BT, you want to take that one? Thank you for the call, Josh.
Dean Smith four corners, and we end up this way. I think he's going to have good stats at the end of the day. You know, maybe not amazing, but I just hope that he's more involved in the offense from the get-go. I hope that it's not my belief. It's my hope that Jalen Brunson defers a little more to Cat. Let them play a little bit more through him.
I'm fine with that. By the way, I just want them both on the floor at the same time. I'm fine. I'm not saying Brunson's got to be the ball hog. Matter of fact, I was saying it earlier on in the postseason.
Yep.
Don't want him to be playing hero ball. Sometimes I think it's necessary, but get the other guys involved right there. Roman is calling from Brooklyn. What's up, Roman?
Hey, boys. How you guys doing? I have a counter to some of the criticism you guys have been putting on the Knicks offense. So this past year, they had the 5th best NBA offensive rating. In the playoffs, they've had the 3rd best offensive rating. They became the first NBA team since the 1970s to have 4 players with 20-plus points in a single playoff game, and I believe they did that on 3 different occasions.
By
all accounts, this has been the best Knicks offensive team in the history of the organization.
Agreed.
But that's a different story than saying they're good enough to win at all. Like we've said that all year long.
You said that before they even played a game, right? Actually.
Well, I mean, their offense is good enough to win at all. Their defense might not be. Having the 5th best NBA offense in the NBA means you're good enough to win it all.
I disagree with that, Roman, and thank you for the call. I know you're more into the numbers than I am. I'm watching this team. There's no way that their inconsistent offense is good enough to win it all under normal circumstances. They would have gotten smoked by the Celtics if Tatum were healthy or the Celtics were a fully healthy team.
Now, maybe even the Cavs, a healthy Cavs team. Maybe. We don't know.
Now, let's forget about them because they're out of the way. Yeah, I still don't see a path to beat the Thunder. They're down to the Pacers right now.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.